This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to www.ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Alicia Coughlin and Charlie Connor from The Wine Show. How are you guys?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, great, thanks Chris.
What we're going to be doing is talking about what you've got installed for this year's wine show. We attended last year, very big success. What are you planning for this year?
This year, Chris, backed by popular demand from a lot of our visitor feedback, we've got a lot of the usual features such as the wine walks, the tasting theatre, the 10-minute wine tasting school.
Yep, that was with Threshers, wasn't it?
That's right, with Threshers, yep. It's a great area that's at the front of the show that allowed visitors to have an introduction or a short refresher course on how to taste wine.
Instead of blagging it.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah. Charlie, what do you think the wine show is all about?
The wine show, first and foremost, is it's a great day out, but it also it's a great day to learn more about wine. Consumption in the UK is going up. But people are wanting to be more knowledgeable about something they're drinking more of. With that in mind, it's a great place to come along and learn in a fun environment, but also to discover new wines, wines they're not going to find on the shelves of their Threshers, their Tescos, their Sainsbury's. It's a very fun environment, isn't it, Alicia?
Yeah, very fun. I mean, I'd also say the wine show is for everyone. It's for the wine connoisseur out there, and it's also for those that don't know much about wine but want to be able to go to dinner and order a bottle of wine with confidence. And that's definitely what the wine show's about.
I normally call them enthusiastic amateurs.
Enthusiastic amateurs. I mean, everyone loves wine out there.
We have lots of those.
So it's definitely a real education for those out there that enjoy their wine.
And it's based in Islington, isn't it?
Yes, it's at the Business Design Centre in Islington.
And there's quite a few restaurants around there, so do you think people will be going to the show for a few hours, have a few glasses, then pop out for a meal?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reason that the show is held in Islington at the Business Design Centre is purely because it's such a dynamic, fun area. So you can come to the show, have a few tastings, and then go off and enjoy a meal or go to the theatre or do something in the area. So it's got a real buzz about it.
Last year, a lot of the wine walks were themed around things like Spanish wines or French wines, etc. Are you going for that sort of thing? And Charlie, what is exactly a wine walk?
A wine walk, it's not something you get to experience every day. It's your opportunity to spend 40 minutes with an expert, wine celebrity, and taste some of their favourite wines. 40 minutes, just a small group of six, so yourself and six or seven friends get one-on-one time with an expert.
And what are the themes that you've got this year?
The themes, there are some that are ranging nationally, but I'm sure Alicia can tell us more about some of the new exciting themes this year.
Yeah, for the wine walks, we've got some great themes. We're going to be talking about where has the sun gone this summer, wines from sunny climates. Then we're going to be talking about the winter warmers. The wine show actually starts on the day the clocks go back, so we're very much pushing the winter sort of alternatives to wine. And then we're sort of moving into the seduction wines, how to impress your first date by ordering a bottle of wine. We've also got the traditional themes that we've done in the past on the wine walks, such as, areas of wines, talking about Australian wines, Italian wines, Spanish wines, but definitely making the show quite fun and throwing in a few quirky themes in there for those who are looking to experiment with their wine.
Excellent. So you've got the wine walks, you've got the tasting theatres as well.
Yeah, we've got the tasting theatres, back by very popular demand. We find the tasting theatres are one of our very big attractions, and something we've introduced this year is wines for women. We're going to be talking about low-calorie wines, how much alcohol actually is in your bottle of wine, and wines for weddings.
Yep, the tasting theatre that can be booked, pre-booked online to make sure you don't miss out, or alternatively, there are various slots available when you arrive at the show. They take place every hour, led by all our experts, and involve sampling up to four wines in a session.
One of the things I found quite disappointing about last year's show was that the wine walks used to take off at about 12 o'clock, the same time the show opened. How have you done anything about trying to manage that?
Yeah, the wine walks have been brought back to the front of the show as they are so popular. There's an information point when you arrive, and there aren't quite as many walks as last year, but they're going to be of high quality, and they'll be starting, I think, at 11:15 But again, there's a full schedule on the website.
Can you book them online?
You can book them online, yeah.
Yeah.
So because that was one of the problems I found was that, you know, people arrive at 12 and the walk starts just after 12, and by the time they got themselves organised, it was away.
Yeah.
Or not.
I mean, we've found this year everyone's very organised, all our visitors with the wine show. So we've introduced pre-booking when you can book your tickets. So if you do want to come to a theatre, or a theatre tasting session or a wine walk, you can pre-book. So that will guarantee people to the earlier sessions.
What sort of new things have you introduced this year?
Okay, this year we have quite a few great new features. One of our big features that we're really excited about is the Master Wine feature, which is brought to you by Jacobs Creek Reserve Wines in association with the Evening Standard. It's going to be a really fun feature. It's at the centre of the show. We've got a big staging area set up with the lighting. Nigel Barden, who is the food and drink editor of BBC London TV, radio and online, will be doing the presentation and will be quizzing the experts. The experts we have at the show this year who will be on stage, it's going to be Oz Clark, Matt Skinner, Tim Atkins, Robert Joseph, and Susie Atkins. So they're going to be quizzed on stage in front of an audience in the same style as Mastermind.
As well as yourself, Chris, and Sarah Jane Evans and Ollie Smith. So something for you to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, I must admit. That's going to be the highlight of my year.
To get our visitors involved as well, we're offering you know, people of the public to come on stage and actually be tested with the experts. So those out there that want to come up and think you're a bit of a wine connoisseur, you have the opportunity to be tested on stage live at the wine show with the experts by Nigel Barden. And if you do want to enter this competition, you can do it through the Evening Standard website, which is thisislondon.com, or the wine show website, which is obviously www.wineshow.com. co.uk.
Excellent. Are they going to win anything if public enter?
Yes, they will win, I think it's six cases of Jacobs Creek Reserve wines, but also the grand title of the People's Master Wine 2007, and the overall winner will win a private tasting with Phil Laffer, the head winemaker at Jacobs Creek, for themselves and three friends.
Three friends?
Three friends, I believe.
Quite a few bottles of wine, they won't go very far. Bottle of wine does 15 people, so on a tasting mission, so there's three friends. Big samples.
Yeah, I mean, he's flying out from Australia, isn't he, Charlie? It's a one-off sort of visit to the UK that he's doing the prize for. So,
yeah, so that's right.
It is going to be. I mean, it's a really exciting prize. I'm just annoyed that I can't actually get up on stage and compete myself.
Also at the show that's new this year, we've got the Spend and Send. Although it was a feature at the show this year, it's been a lot more heavily supported by our exhibitors, which means ultimately there'll be a lot of free delivery for all our visitors any day, anywhere within the UK within 7 days.
Within the UK?
Within the UK.
Okay, so if you go to the show, you like a bottle of wine, you can order a case of 12.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And get it delivered sometime within 7 days, which is brilliant because otherwise you got to drive to the show if you intend to buy, and driving to a wine show is...
That doesn't really happen a lot.
Yeah, well, I think one of a few complaints from London Underground, blocking them with cases of wine everywhere.
Yeah. Imagine all the security issues associated with that. Okay.
Something else we're also doing this year, which is first time, is we've got on Friday night, it's going to be called Friday Night Live in association with the Evening Standard. This is also, you know, just to get those people out of work early, down to the wine show to start your weekend off with some wine tasting. The show will be open till 9 o'clock at night this Friday, on the Friday. So we're keeping it open for those to start their weekend off and just have a nice old tasting into the weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a great atmosphere. Loads of music and lighting as well.
Are you doing a lighting display?
Lighting display, there'll be the music, live music.
Live music. Yeah, we've got a great DJ coming down with some live music, and we've got a few sort of special features to be announced on that evening.
And what about Thursday night? Because that was your gala night last year, wasn't it?
Yep, again, we've got a new sponsor on board this year. It's the South of France Wine, so there'll be a South of France themed evening on the Thursday night between 6 and 9pm. Again, they'll be running a great competition to win a holiday to the South of France. which I know I'd like to win.
And I mean, Thursday nights, it's always a real buzz. You know, we have a lot of our wine celebs down there. All our exhibitors are putting on great competitions for the visitors. Big press night. You know, we're really rolling out the red carpet for Thursday night. So it would be it's a great night to go and preview the show.
Excellent. How many people did you have attending the show last year?
About around 14,000 across the 3.5 days last year. This year, with advanced ticket sales going very well and well ahead of last year, we'd expect to see in excess of 15,000 at the show.
Have you got a limit on the size that is allowed to go?
We don't have a limit as such, but again, you know, we're making sure that it's no more than a great atmosphere. Oversubscribing is something we haven't had to worry about quite yet.
And during you've got 4 days: Thursday, the 25th of October, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We talked about the gala day on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Friday night's Friday Night Fun. Friday Night Live,
yeah.
Saturday is... What do you think Saturday is really geared towards?
I think Saturday is very much geared towards, you know, the Londoners out there that want, you know, just want a good day out on a Saturday. Very much those that are interested in getting out and about in London, enjoying their Saturdays. And, you know, it's a great thing to do as well before you go out to dinner with friends or before a night out. That's what I think it's geared towards.
I always found Sunday to be quite good because the first year I went on a Sunday with my little girl and she had a great time wandering around because it wasn't as busy as maybe on the Saturday.
No. Yeah, I'd say Sunday is very much more a family day. You know, people want to come along, and if they do want to bring their children, it's a good opportunity to come on the Sunday because it won't necessarily be as busy as a Saturday. Same goes for Friday. We think Friday is very much a family day out as well, and for all those mothers that want to travel down, possibly those that don't live in London, that want to make a day out of, make a day out and come down to London for the day. And
like obviously the show's now, what, third year?
Yep, third year.
Have you got the same number of exhibitors you had last year?
Yep, similar number. Again, the venue will be full. We'll have in a region of about 120 different exhibitors. Yeah. Going on last year, it'll be about 2,500 different wines all under one roof from all over the world. Many of the same exhibitors will be back this year, sprinkled with some new exhibitors, such as Wines of Argentina, their first UK consumer offering.
Yeah, because they've just opened a generic body, haven't they?
That's right. So that's very exciting. I know, for one, I love my Argentinian wines. Yeah. Also back are some of our bigger exhibitors from previous years, such as the French Wines Experience, who have six areas within the show. This year, I believe they're going to be dedicating each area to individual wines, wine types, sparkling wines, and creating a really fun area within the show.
What about it's the small guys I always find most interesting because, you know, they've got the quirky things you don't normally see.
Yep, again, something else that's new this year, we have the Meet the Makers, which is a chance to meet the actual producers at the show. Mm-hmm. You can actually negotiate and haggle with the producer, although I'm probably sure he won't like me saying that. secondly, we have the Wine Market, which is new this year. These are kind of, it's an area within the show, but they're individual wine barrels, and it's a chance for the really small guys, the independent retailers and producers, to come along to the show and show their wines off, because it's a very cost-effective opportunity for them, but also for the visitor. Again, it's very much about finding wines that you don't find in the stores of on the shelves of your supermarket or your off-license. You know, a small producer from the south of France or a small producer from Spain, all over the place will be in the Wine Market.
What about food? I know last year when we did the thing, we talked about food. Have you guys got food going on?
Oh, yeah, we certainly do. We have areas at the show this year that we'll be doing a food and wine experience area. So
yep, with also a cheese company within the show this year, so there'll be lots of cheese and wine, and there'll be some food matching within the show as well as the on-site restaurant.
Restaurant.
Brilliant. Okay, I think we'll wrap it up there, guys.
Okay.
Excellent, Chris.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris.